As we approach the fall, the much-anticipated event of the last irrigation is quickly coming. So how do you know when that last irrigation event will be? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm a multi-county agronomist for K-State Research and Extension for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. Many times we schedule this last irrigation by the calendar, however, that is probably not the best strategy. The last irrigation is an important decision because quitting too early can result in lower grain yields. This happens because of a reduced kernel weight. Stopping your irrigation too late in the season results in unnecessary pumping costs. It can also increase the risk of soil compaction at harvest because of a wetter soil and water loss because of drainage. There's 4 guidelines for helping you time that last irrigation. Determining the crop growth stage and anticipating the remaining water use. Second, determining the soil water available in your field. Third, determining your plan to meet the remaining crop water needs of your crop. And 4, be ready to make adjustments based on evaporative demand and precipitation. For the first guideline, determining the remaining water needs of your crop, I have some guidelines for you. If your corn is in the blister stage, it is approximately 45 days from that blister stage to maturity, and the water use during that timeline will be 10.5 inches. For dough-staged corn, it's approximately 34 days to maturity with a water use of 7.5 inches. For beginning dent corn, it's approximately 24 days to maturity and 5 inches of water use. And for full dent corn, it's approximately 13 days to maturity with a water use of 2.5 inches. At the black layer, your corn has reached maturity and will no longer use water. Now, research in western Kansas has shown an importance of keeping soil available water content above 55%. By knowing the anticipated water use of your crop from now until maturity, you can add just enough irrigation water to meet that demand and keep the available soil water content above 55. A chart with the crop stages and additional water needed until maturity is posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. This chart that I posted includes information for corn, grain sorghum, and maturity based on their crop stage and additional water needed. If you have any questions about this, please contact me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs. Or you can also call the experiment station in Colby and ask for Jeannie, and I'll be happy to give you a hand.